Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorman is here. We're starting off with a new report that gauges the growth in the local economy, Randy.
Yes, good morning, Juan. This is interesting from the Brookings Institution, the think tank based in Washington. They come out with these reports on a regular basis called the Metro Monitor Report. And the latest report actually covers a one-year period from 2015 to 2016. It shows growth in the U.S. economy overall, with most of the larger metro areas showing an increase in jobs and other expansion in their local economies. But there are some weak spots. That includes places in the Rochester area as well. I spoke with Chad Shearer last week. He's the lead author for the report. He says the growth of businesses in our area is generally what they call in young firms. Those are companies that have been around for less than 5 years. Shearer says even if manufacturing in this region overall has been shrinking for some time, there is growth in some of the better paying jobs, including in areas such as healthcare and information.
Even though some parts of the region's economy, like manufacturing, may continue to kind of shrink slowly over time, it is seeing kind of shift towards these higher value, more productive, better paying white collar sectors.
Nationwide, Shearer says the report still shows disparities in how economic growth is affecting different parts of the population. For instance, he says even in metro areas where wages were up, white workers saw greater gains than people of color. Imagine Monroe, that is the new name for what they used to call Comita, recently approving incentives for some local economic development projects. They include one for APM Holdings, that's a real estate company, for Addison Precision Manufacturing. They make precision machine parts for the aerospace, medical, and defense industries. They need more space, so APM wants to buy 30 acres in Greece to build a new manufacturing facility. They expect to create about 8 new jobs. Another project is for a healthcare information technology company called Biooptronics. They're on Winton Road in Brighton. They're getting some incentives there as well. To help with the purchase of equipment, they'll add about 2 jobs. And a company known as Lighthouse Point, working on development of a mixed-use community of residential, recreational, and commercial uses on the east bank of the Genesee, that is south of the O'Rourke Bridge in Irondequoit. They have applied for incentives for that project as well. It will include construction of apartment buildings and another mixed-use building. Well, another places-rated survey, U.S. News & World Report, out this month with its Best Places to Live survey, 100 metro areas around the country. Jobs, quality of life, cost of living, education, health care, other factors that they look at when they put these things together. Rochester ranking 39th on the list. By the way, some other New York cities were doing pretty well, actually better than us. Syracuse 28, Albany 30, Buffalo 33. And I like the description, Juan, for Rochester from U.S. News. It says we are a unique blend of history and innovation. They say ultimately, Rochester's biggest asset is its people. Residents are generally considered to be warmer, kinder, and more welcoming than their downstate brethren.
We're warmer because we have the heater on, that's why.
That's probably why. It costs more to be warmer, but we'll do it. Darn it. Okay. And that is the WXXI Business Report.
39th is not bad.
No, I think we should do better than those other upstate cities. Mm. That's another story.
There you go.
I'm Randy Gorman.
Randy, thank you so much. You can hear the WXXI Business Report every Monday at around this time. You can also find it online over on our website at WXXINews.org.